My dearly beloved in Christ, what a beautiful title for our Lord, that of our Good Shepherd. And it is particularly an appropriate title because it is one that our Lord chose for himself, to designate himself as the Good Shepherd. And he draws a comparison between a good shepherd, a faithful shepherd, and a hireling who is just simply fulfilling a job and has no personal interest in the sheep and is ready to flee at the least danger. But the good shepherd stands between the sheep and the danger to the flock. Moreover, the good shepherd, our Lord says, even lays down his life for his sheep. And certainly that is most fitting for our Lord, that title. Our Lord goes on to say that the good shepherd knows his sheep. I know mine, and mine know me. Let us think about that, how our Lord knows us. He knows us individually. We're not just another number. He knows our name. He knows our difficulties, our struggles, our temptations, our discouragements. He knows everything about us. And he is intimately concerned with the well-being of his sheep. This title, the Good Shepherd, also reminds us of that other title we use for our Lord, the Sacred Heart, which brings out the love and the goodness of our Lord, his mercy, his forgiveness. And this is something we must never forget, because there are those who go to the opposite ends of the spectrum. There are some who exaggerate our Lord's mercy to such a point that they justify or excuse sin. On the other hand, there are those who have such a severe view of our Lord that almost no one will get to heaven, and that, as one priest put it, he's doing everything he can to keep people out of heaven. There are some that have that view of Almighty God. We shall see, when we get to heaven, the mercies of the Sacred Heart. We shall see how many sinners were converted, how many souls were saved, all because of the love and the goodness of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. When we think of our Lord's love and goodness, a couple of weeks ago on Good Friday, we meditated on the seven last words of our Lord. And it is interesting to me that the first three pertain to mercy and forgiveness and goodness and love. The last four pertaining more to our Lord's passion, his sacrifice of his life for us, and so forth. The first word of our Lord on the cross, after he had been nailed to the cross, was of forgiveness. Forgiveness for his executioners, trying to find a reason to forgive them. He said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And a beautiful example of forgiveness that our Lord has given to his church. His first martyr, Saint Stephen, was stoned to death. And as he lay there dying, he said, "Lord, lay not this sin to their charge." And as Saint Augustine says, had there not been that prayer of Saint Stephen, there would never have been a Saint Paul. Because Saul was one of those who approved of the stoning of Stephen. And he prayed for them, for those who put him to death. Again, learning from the example of his master. Learning from our Lord who said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." We should ask ourselves, do I have that spirit of forgiveness? Or, on the contrary, do I harbor resentment and a lack of forgiveness for those who have offended me? So that is the first word of our Lord. Forgive them, Father, they know not what they do. The second word also shows us mercy and love and forgiveness. It was his pardon of the good thief. We say the good thief, better we should say the repentant thief, who recognized that he was suffering and dying in just punishment for his misdeeds. And he even reproached the other thief, the unrepentant thief, and saying, we deserve what we are suffering, but this man has done no evil. He defended our Lord when our Lord's enemies were mocking him and saying, come down from the cross and we will believe, and so on and so forth. They're ridiculing and mocking our Lord as he hung there on the cross. And there was only one who defended him verbally. Of course, there was our Blessed Mother and St. John and the holy women, but only one who spoke out in favor of our Lord, and that was the repentant thief. And our Lord gave him a reward beyond what he could have asked or anticipated. All he asked was to be remembered. He said, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And our Lord said to him, amen, amen, I say to thee, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise. We could say that he's the only saint that was canonized by our Lord. Our Lord promised him paradise that day upon his death, that he would be saved. So our Lord gives so much for the little that we do for him, the little acts of self-denial and obedience to his commandments, fidelity to his will. These little things that we do are rewarded so much. So reflect upon that word of our Lord. Amen, I say to thee, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise. And then the third word of our Lord was when he turned to his mother and he said, woman, behold thy son. And then to the disciple, behold thy mother. And in those words, he was giving his mother to all of us to be our mother. He was thinking of us as he was there on the cross suffering in pain. He wasn't thinking of himself. He was thinking of us, giving us his mother to be our intercessor, our spiritual mother, our mediatrix. So we see in these words of our Lord, even as he was dying, his love for us, the sheep of his flock. And then we should ask ourselves, am I a good sheep? I have a good shepherd, but am I the obedient, the humble, the faithful servant of our divine Lord as I should be? So let us reflect upon his goodness. What an appropriate title of good shepherd. Holy Mother Church borrows from this gospel, from this title, words. We refer to a priest that is in charge of a parish as a pastor. A bishop holds a crozier as a sign of his authority, a golden staff drawn from the idea of a pastor. And the church teaches that there will always be pastors and shepherds in the church until the end of time. Again, drawing from our Lord's analogy that he is a good shepherd. Let us then determine to be loyal, faithful to him who is so loving to us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.